بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما وعملا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا حلالا طيبا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يسمع. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من هؤلاء الأربع. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama kiram, beloved brothers and elders, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra. That person who will recite Durood Sharif once upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in return send down 10 blessings upon him. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, laqitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, one day I was walking and I crossed paths with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So enjoying these moments with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took it as an opportunity to benefit from the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one simple but very comprehensive question. He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najah? Then, O Nabi of Allah, in what is our salvation? In what is our protection? In what is our salvation and our protection in this dunya, in the grave, as well as the akhirat? There is no one English word that can adequately translate the word najah. But nonetheless, if I want to live safely and comfortably in this world, in my transit phase of the grave, and in my ultimate abode of akhirat, then in what is my salvation? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him three advices. Time permitting. I said time permitting, because they left a warrant here for me, you see. They said kindly finish lecture by 12:40. See, Masjid Salihin, nobody has dal and rice late on a Friday. Do whatever, but make sure by 12:40 you're done. So I made it a point to see both the watch are in sync. So that one there is 1 minute slower. So it gives me a 1 minute advantage. So we're going to try in this time to discuss all three advices. The first advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, he said, Uqba bin Amir, أملك عليك لسانك. Take control of your tongue. Today, we have understood the benefits of the tongue, which are great. There are certain forms of worship which are exclusive to the tongue. Dhikrullah, taking the name of Allah. Reciting Quran Sharif. For somebody who can articulate, for him to come into the fold of Islam, he needs to recite the shahada. It's exclusive to the tongue. In order for somebody's nikah to be completed, he has to say those magical words. But we have not understood, or we have opted to turn a blind eye to the harms of the abuse of the tongue. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was extremely close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps the only sahabi who the Nabi of Allah explicitly mentioned the words, Inni uhibbuk, I love you, O Mu'adh. He one day asks the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّا لَمُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ. O Nabi of Allah, are we going to be questioned with regards to what we say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded him. He said, ثَقِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ. Words of rebuke. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ. Is it not that people are flung headlong into the fire of Jahannam? إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. And their crime was the abuse of the tongue. How particular are we about the things we say? Rabi' ibn Khuthaym rahimahumullah, a great tabi'i, it is written with regards to Rabi' ibn Khuthaym, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ وَضَعَ قَلَمًا وَقِرْطَاسًا فِي جَيْبِهِ. Every morning, he would take a notebook and a pen, he would place it in his top pocket. فَمَا تَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ إِلَّا كَتَبَهَا. Every single word he spoke, he wrote it down. If we had to record what we speak throughout the day, forget one notebook, we'll fill an encyclopedia by the evening. And then in the evening, ثُمَّ يُحَاسِبُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْمَسَىٰ. In the evening, he would open his book and go through whatever he said for the day. Did I make sense or not? Was I supposed to have spoken or not? They were so particular with regards to what they said. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, profound. Imagine, every one of us here, let us introspect. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ. If you find any one, two or three of this happening in your life, what? إِذَا رَأَيْتَ قَسَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِكَ. Spiritual low, darkness of the heart. There's no drive, there's no joy, there's no feeling in ibadah. So yes, we read our salah, but we read it because we're bound to do it, not because there's some sort of joy in it. So there's no spiritual drive. قَسَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِكَ وَوَحْنًا فِي بَدَنِكَ. And there's an overall physical lethargy. So we just don't have that drive anymore. The mind says one thing and the body says something else. Now one may argue that with age it happens. Not necessarily. So one patient, elderly man, he went to the doctor. And he said, doctor, my right knee is troubling. So the doctor examined, he said, there's nothing we can do, this comes with age. So he said, I've lost all confidence in you. So he said, but why? I mean, this is a symptom of old age. He said, both my knees are the same age. So one may argue that with age the body becomes weak. But let me share with you something. Our honorable principal, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Seema Rahmatullah Alayhi, his daughter was born to him at the age of 80. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says, when you find you on a spiritual low, physically you don't have that drive anymore. وَحِرْمَانًا فِي رِزْقِكَ. And you find that the month outlives your salary. There is no barakah in sustenance anymore. In the days long gone, two parents sufficed for 10 children. Today 10 children can't suffice for two parents. So spiritual low, physical low, financial low. Then what is at the root of this? He said, fa'alam. Then understand and understand well. Annaka qad takallamta fima la ya'nik. You have uttered a statement you ought not to have uttered. As a result of not being particular about what you say and what you articulate, Allah is testing you in one, two or three in these particular ways. Today, by extension, social media has become our mouthpiece. How particular are we about the messages we forward? How particular are we about the comments we make on groups? How particular are we about the statements we make? That's our mouthpiece. We're speaking. We're articulating. We are responsible for what we are saying on social media. We are responsible for the comments we make on WhatsApp groups. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran Kareem. When Aisha radiallahu anha was accused of zina, Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. We don't have the time to go into the detail of this particular verse, but I want to highlight one aspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you gossiped and you passed the slander against Aisha radiallahu anha. وَتَقُولُونَ and you blurted مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, regarding which you had no knowledge. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا and you regarded it to be nothing. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, but in the court of Allah it was a major sin. How often don't we post messages on social media and then we acknowledge our ignorance with regard to the content and we say, as received. As received is an admission that I have no knowledge, I don't understand the context of the message, I don't necessarily agree with what is written in the message, but I'm simply forwarding it because I received it, as if there's some special virtue to be the first to forward a message. Allah is saying, وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. You forwarding, you broadcasting, you speaking, you articulating, you gossiping, you forwarding a message with regards to which you have no knowledge about. You don't understand the context. You don't understand the specific scenario. You don't understand the circumstances. But somebody's reputation is being torn apart. And we regard it to be nothing. We simply dissolve ourselves from the responsibility by saying as received. My beloved brothers, that as received means nothing. Aisha radiallahu anha, who's the most beloved to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A sahabi asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahabbu an-nas ilayki ya Rasulullah? O Nabi of Allah, who is the most beloved person to you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha. He said, mina rijal, from the men. He said, abuha, her father, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So this is the most beloved person to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, Safiya radiallahu anha is walking past. Aisha radiallahu anha casually says, Hasbuk min Safiya kada wa kada. Ta'ni qasirataha. She only commented on the height of Safiya radiallahu anha. She was naturally short in stature. She only commented on the height of Safiya radiallahu anha, nothing else. Now let's contrast that to what we say about one another. You seen him after he got married, he's gone mashallah. He's put on some good weight. She only commented on the height of Safiya radiallahu anha. Aisha radiallahu anha says the Nabi of Allah turned color. And he said, Aisha, لَقَدْ قُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَ بِهَا الْبَحْرُ لَمَزَجَتْ. Oh Aisha, you have uttered such a filthy statement. If it had to be given a liquid form and thrown into the ocean, it would contaminate the entire ocean. Compare that to what we say about one another. The messages we forward regarding one another, where people are ripped off their reputation. The first advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives to Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu is أملك عليك لسانك. You want salvation in the dunya, you want to be saved in your grave, and you want freedom on the day of Qiyamah, then watch what you say. The second advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. Ulama have explained this in three different ways. Impossible, we're going to discuss all three. I'm going to try for two. Number one, spend quality time at home. Spend quality time at home. Absent parent syndrome is a norm. We spend more time out of the home than in the home. We don't even regard spending time at home to be anything. I'll give you an example. So you meet a musalli, Isha time on a Sunday, and casually walking in the masjid, and you say, brother, how was your day? Nothing, man. Wasted time, man. What do you mean wasted? You're just sitting at home. Here the Nabi of Allah is saying, spend quality time at home. Are we there emotionally for those who reside within our homes? Today we are challenged by another catastrophe. We all in one home, but we plugged into our devices and we in our own worlds. So dad's in his space and he's got his device. Mum's in her space and she's got her device. And here's the two kids who are sitting on their devices. So we are in the same home, but we're not attached. There's no physical, emotional attachment. It's all about a screen. It's all about chatting. You know, it marvels me. It's mind-boggling. Four people living under one roof in one home, but they have a WhatsApp group. But they have a WhatsApp group. I mean, can't we speak to one another anymore? Have we lost the touch of communication? Have we lost the art of being able to be there for one another? You know, I said to a boy in madrasa, I said, I need to speak to your dad for whatever reason, A, B, C, X, Y, Z. And he said, Maulana, you pop him a message, you're more likely to receive a reply before me. I spoke to a father now recently, he said, you know, it's gone so easy with WhatsApp. I said, what's so easy about WhatsApp? He said, when I need a glass of water, I just post it on a family group. Dad needs water and it comes. Are we not there for our children anymore? Do we only speak what's necessary? Do we only chat about what's necessary? Is the only time I tell my wife I love you over a WhatsApp conversation and that probably via one sticker that I got from somebody I'm not supposed to have even got it from? Is there nothing emotional left? Is this the legacy our forefathers left for us? Is this the legacy that we are going to pass over to the next generation? There was a time when I was very much involved in drug rehabilitation and I took a 32-year-old man. He's not a child, he's not a kid. And on our way, before we could reach the rehabilitation center, I said, young man, my friend, what's the one desire you have in your life? When you are there and you are reforming, what's the one dua you'll make to Allah? He said, you really want to know? I said, really? He said, I only want to hear the words, I love you, from my dads. I ask myself as a father, when was the last time I said to my child, I love you? Irrespective of their age, irrelevant of their circumstances, when was the last time I told my son, I love you? Are these taboo words? So this is the point. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spend quality time at home. Let's have digital detox where we sit and we speak. We communicate. How often is it you meet a dad at Maghrib and you say, Maaf, your son was not in madrasa. I'll come back to you on that one. We don't even know where our children are. Is that the bond we share? The second way it is explained, make your house comfortable for you. Be content with what Allah has given you in your home. Another sickness which has plagued the community. See brothers, we got two options. We can either sweep it under the carpet and pretend it's not happening, or we can speak about it, identify the problem and find the solution. Today contentment has left us. As a result, we are living a fool's life. We are living a deceptive life, a life of debt. My house is bond. My car is bought through the bank. My clothing is on consumer credit. My holidays is on credit cards. We're living to settle bills. We're chasing. Why? Why? We're not content. Do I have to have the latest dressing? Do I have to have the latest fixtures and fittings? Do I have to drive the latest vehicle? At the cost of what? At the cost of what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. Give up interest transactions. Give up riba. Give up the bank. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you don't, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Then you are waging war with Allah. What peace will we find in a home which is the foundation is waging war with Allah? What comfort will we find in a vehicle the basis of which is war with Allah? What comfort will our garments give us which is based on war with Allah? Contentment. We are not content. We're chasing. And the end is what? Our graves. We're taking nothing with us. Nothing. One person in Makkah Mukarrama, very wealthy, he was on his deathbed. An alim from South Africa went to visit him. I heard this directly. He said, we got there and the brother was tearing. He said, I asked him, why are you tearing? And he said, when I came to Makkah, I used to sell watches on the street of Makkah. And Allah gave me barakah. And today I have a lot. But he said in Urdu, and I'm going to say it in Urdu and I'll translate it for the benefit of those who don't understand. He said, but, jahan mujhe lagana chahiye tha, nahi lagaya. He said, but what I was supposed to have prepared for, I didn't prepare. Contentment. Undur ila man asfala minkum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look at those who are beneath you and appreciate what Allah has given you. Don't look at those who are higher. Yes, if somebody has it and Allah has blessed you with it and you've acquired it in a halal way, Allah bless you in it. What we are speaking here is living a life of debt, living a life of interest, living a life of riba, living a life of waging war with Allah, because we are not content with what we have. We're always chasing for something better and better. A deception. And this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make your house comfortable. Be content with what Allah has provided for you in your home. And the last point Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِئَتِكَ. Cry over your sins. I'm going to share with you one incident, because I want to wrap up my discussion. I told you in the beginning, they left a note for me at 12:40. Beware. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi wrote the Mathnawi Rum. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi wrote the commentary under the name of Ma'arif Mathnawi. On page 175, he mentions an incident. I'm going to condense the incident so we finish on time. I have a short announcement to make in the end as well. He says, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was about to oversleep salah. Somebody gets him up. I told you I'm condensing the incident. He sees nobody around. He eventually catches sight of somebody. He calls him. He says, who are you? You woke me up for salah. He says, I am Iblis. I am Shaitan. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, Shaitan is not supposed to wake me up for salah. He says, no, I stayed in the company of the angels. I still have some angelic habits. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, no, impossible. He says, let me explain the situation. He said, Muawiyah, when you were going to oversleep Salatul Fajr, I knew you would cry and cry and cry. You would remorse and you would be so sad. On your tearing and crying and remorse, Allah would have given you the reward of 200 rakats nafal salah. I said, better I wake Muawiyah for Fajr salah. His crying left the devil no option. How many of us seated here haven't read Salatul Fajr this morning? Did it even occur to me in my heart that I woke up breaking the law of Allah? Did it even occur to me that I woke up and my day started on the disobedience of Allah? Has it troubled me up to this point that I haven't read my Salatul Fajr this morning? Did I even make qada for that Salatul Fajr or not? Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's regret, remorse and crying left the devil no option. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says. Wabki ala khati'atik. When we realize we have disobeyed Allah, then cry, cry, cry. That we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah. Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu says, the Nabi of Allah gave me three advices. Amlik alayka lisanak. Take control of your tongue. Wal yasa'ka baytuk. Spend quality time at home. Appreciate what we have at home. Be content with what we have at home. And number three, wabki ala khati'atik. Cry over our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all three of these qualities and grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. One very quick announcement. I am here this afternoon because I'm part of the Muslim Prison Board KZN. Alhamdulillah, we service 1,600 offenders in over 30 correctional centers, 23 spiritual care workers. Very big organization established in 1981. Tomorrow is our AGM at 9:30 at Hartley Road School. If you cannot attend, no problem. Make dua for the success of our organization. Our offices are there in the Jam Towers. Let us pop in one day and try and see how we can be part of this organization which sees to the rehabilitation of the offenders. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the true understanding.